y'all soon.
You know what? We ain't even gotta do this no more.
Come on now.
I'm tired. Check this out.
Oh, I'm fine. let's claim today for you and me. Seems like only yesterday, memories not so far away.
Love you. think that America invented the blues. And few people doubt that America is the home of the blues. Because the musicians have gone all over the world carrying the blues message, and the world has snapped its fingers and tapped its feet right along with the blues folks. But the blues has always been totally American. As American as apple pie. As American as the blues. As American as apple pie. The question is why? Slave ships docked, born on the slave man's auction block. The blues was born and carried on the howling wind. The blues grew up slave. The blues grew up as property. The blues grew up in Nat Turner visions. The blues grew up in Harriet Tubman courage. The blues grew up in small town deprivation. The blues grew up in big city isolation. The blues grew up in the nightmares of the white man. The blues grew up in the blues singing of Bessie and Billy and Ma. The blues grew up in Satchmo's horn, on Duke's piano, in Langston's poetry, on Robeson's baritone. The point is that the blues is grown. The blues is grown now, full grown, and you can trace the evolution of the blues on a parallel line with the evolution of this country. From Plymouth Rock to Acid Rock, from 13 states to Watergate, the blues is grown, but not the home. Country has not. The blues remembers everything the country forgot. It's a bicentennial year, and the blues is celebrating a birthday, and it's a bicentennial blues.